It's 95 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Another pedestrian has been hit and killed in Nashville. A 68-year-old man was struck by a tow truck at the intersection of Murfreesboro Pike and Fessler's Lane on Tuesday evening. According to Metro Police, the tow truck is believed to have been so large that the driver could not see the man in the crosswalk as he was taking a left turn. Police say they believe the pedestrian was crossing against a do-not-walk signal. There is no sign that either individual was impaired. Authorities have not yet identified the man who was killed and say they are working to notify his next of kin. At least 20 people have died on Nashville roads this year walking. Concerns about mismanagement could complicate the sale of Williamson County's hospital. Williamson Health announced Ascension St. Thomas had the winning bid back in July. That was before a medication mix-up at the system's Midtown Hospital left four surgical patients paralyzed for at least several days. In a new report, state investigators blamed multiple system failures and a, quote, culture of overall nonconformance. News Channel 5's Jennifer Krause told Our Daily Show the conversation has shifted.
Since the state report has come out and more has come out about what went wrong, there has been more concern. What I'm told is at the specially called commission meeting is that the board can decide whether or not to send it back to the board of the hospital and say, hey, start the process all over again. We want to take another look at all of this and maybe see if there's another hospital system that's better for us.
That meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. It was called so commissioners could vote on the next step of carrying out the deal, which is signing a non-binding letter of intent. That would include new details on the sale. It was an unexpected day off for students in Wilson County schools. The district says this week's brutal heat wave has caused health and safety concerns, especially for bus drivers and riders during afternoon drop-offs. They tell families to stay hydrated during this long weekend. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.